Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Forgiveness can feel impossible when the pain runs deep, but today, Jeff Fish explores how God's strength empowers us to forgive even in the hardest circumstances. Our key verse today is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Bear with one another and forgive each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so must you do also. Now let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awakened to Deliver and our series on forgiveness. Today, we're addressing one of the hardest aspects of forgiveness, and that is forgiving when it's deeply painful or feels impossible. Perhaps you've experienced betrayal, abuse, or a profound hurt that leaves you struggling with the idea of letting go. Forgiveness in these situations is challenging, but God's word reminds us that it is both necessary and possible through his strength. Our key verse today is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, and it calls us to forgive as the Lord forgave us, even when it's hard. This command doesn't minimize the pain we've experienced. Instead, it shows us the path to healing and freedom. So let's explore how we can take steps towards forgiveness, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Forgiveness can feel impossible when the hurt is profound, or when there's no apology or reconciliation. It may seem unfair to forgive someone who hasn't acknowledged the pain that they've caused. However, forgiveness is not about excusing the offense or reconciling at all costs. It's about releasing ourselves from the grip of bitterness and entrusting justice to God. Let's take a look at some common barriers to forgiveness. Number one is the need for justice. We often feel that forgiving means letting the other person off the hook. But Romans chapter 12, verse 19 reminds us, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. Forgiveness allows us to trust God's perfect justice rather than carrying the burden for ourselves. Number two is the depth of pain. When the wound runs deep, forgiveness feels overwhelming, but God specializes in healing even the deepest of hurts, and his spirit gives us the strength to forgive. Number three is the fear of vulnerability. Forgiveness can make us feel exposed or weak, but in truth, it's an act of strength and courage that reflects God's character. It's important to remember what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Forgiveness is not based on our feelings, but on our obedience to God. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses." This challenging statement underscores how central forgiveness is to our faith. When we forgive, we're not condoning the wrong or pretending it didn't happen. Instead, we're surrendering the pain and the need for revenge to God, trusting him to bring justice and healing. Here are a few steps that you can follow to help guide you in obedience in forgiveness. Number one is pray for God's strength. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you take the first step towards forgiveness. Acknowledge that you can't do it on your own strength. Number two, release the offender to God. Surrender the person and the offense to God, trusting him to handle it according to his perfect will. Number three, take it one day at a time. Forgiveness is often a process. Be patient with yourself as you walk this journey, allowing God to heal your heart step by step. And we must remember that forgiveness and reconciliation are not the same thing. While forgiveness is a personal act of releasing bitterness, reconciliation requires mutual effort, repentance, and trust. In some cases, reconciliation may not be safe or possible, and that's okay. Now, forgiving someone also doesn't mean allowing them back into your life. If they are unrepentant or abusive, setting healthy boundaries is a way to protect yourself while still releasing bitterness. You can forgive someone without restoring the relationship to what it was before. Forgiving deeply painful offenses is impossible in our own strength, but God's power makes it possible. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 reminds us, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." When we rely on the Holy Spirit, we find the strength to do what feels impossible. Let's take a look at that healing process and what it entails. First, acknowledge your pain. Don't ignore or suppress your feelings. Bring your hurt to God in prayer, trusting him to comfort and heal you. We also need to pray for the offender. This is one of the hardest steps, but praying for those who hurt us shifts our perspective and opens our hearts to God's healing work. We also need to celebrate the progress. Forgiveness is a journey. So celebrate small steps forward, knowing that God is working in your heart even when it feels slow. Let's take another look at a biblical example of forgiveness in the story of Stephen. In the book of Acts, Stephen, the first Christian martyr, provides a profound example of forgiveness. As Stephen boldly preached the gospel, the religious leaders became enraged and stoned him to death. In his final moments, Stephen demonstrated the heart of Christ by forgiving those who were killing him. Acts chapter 7, verse 60 says, "Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' Having said this, he fell asleep." Stephen's ability to forgive even in the face of death reveals his deep faith and love for God. He entrusted himself to the Lord, mirroring the forgiveness Jesus extended on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Stephen's forgiveness challenges us to show grace and mercy, even to those who wrong us deeply, trusting that God is in control and works all things for his glory. Now, as we wrap up today, I want you to reflect on the fact that when we choose to forgive, we break free from the chains of bitterness and resentment. Forgiveness doesn't erase the pain of what happened, but it opens the door to peace, allowing us to move forward and trust God with what we cannot control. Forgiving when it feels impossible is one of the hardest things God asks of us, but it's also one of the most freeing. When we surrender our pain and anger to him, he meets us with his strength and grace, empowering us to let go. If you're finding it hard to forgive today, bring it to God in prayer. Trust him to work in your heart, bring healing, and lead you into true freedom. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.